I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a spin around the country's oldest velodrome. But first, the 2012 Ryder Cup tournament is underway in Medina, Illinois. Here for a Ryder Cup overview is noted golf aficionado John Feinstein. John, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, always good to talk to you. Thanks.
Give us a quick rundown of the key U.S. and European players this time around.
To start with the visiting team, which is Europe, since they're playing it outside of Chicago in Medina, Illinois, the number one player in the world, Rory McIlroy, who's had an extraordinary year, won four tournaments, including a major title. There's no questioning that he's the best player in the world. The two most experienced players in terms of Ryder Cup matches played for Europe are Lee Westwood and Sergio Garcia, who have both been spotty. On the U.S. side, you always start with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, who ironically have terrible Ryder Cup records. Tiger has been on six Ryder Cup teams and won once. Mickelson's been on eight Ryder Cup teams and won twice. But because of their experience, they're key guys, because there are four Ryder Cup rookies on this American team, and I think they will take a lot of their cue from Tiger and Phil, and then to a lesser extent, Jim Furyk and Steve Stricker, who are the other two veterans on the team.
John, the sports world has been dominated this week by stories of NFL replacement referees and then, of course, the settling of that issue. Baseball's divisional and wild card races more than ever, even a possible Triple Crown winner in baseball. Those distractions, along with the fact that Tiger Woods has not been Tiger Woods so recently, seems to turn attention away from the Ryder Cup, despite the fact that it's being played here in the U.S. Do you agree?
Yes and no. On Tuesday morning, when the practice rounds began, I was in Chicago, and the place was packed. It looked like, as Keegan Bradley, one of the American players, it looked like Sunday at a major. So the people out in Chicago are very fired up for this event, in fact, to the point where I actually worry, because we have had this issue in the past, that if the U.S. were to get behind, the fans could go overboard. It happened in Boston in 99. It happened at Kiawah Island in 91. And you hope the crowds are enthusiastic, that they're partisan, but that they stay under control. But I think now that the NFL officiating thing is over, you will see a lot of focus on the Ryder Cup during the course of this weekend.
Previous Ryder Cups have featured folks behaving more like baseball fans than golf fans.
That's
and
being kind.
Some of them have featured players being a little bit snarky as well, but that's always been good for the Ryder Cup in terms of television viewership, right?
Well, I think the competition being intense is good. Paul Azinger and Seve Ballesteros years ago kind of getting into it a little bit was fine, and players shaking their fists and trying to get the crowds going, that's fine. But, you know, I have sort of been scarred forever by walking back in 99 on the singles day on Sunday with Payne Stewart and Colin Montgomery. I've never heard an athlete abused like that in my life, to the point where Stewart actually had several spectators taken out during the course of the match by security. And you might remember, Bill, that after Justin Leonard had made the putt that clinched the Ryder Cup for the U.S., when the U.S. players and their wives went way overboard, charging the green while Jose Maria Olazabal was still lining up a putt. But after that match was over, Stewart and Montgomery were still playing. And the match didn't mean anything in terms of the overall outcome, but it meant something to both players. And on the 18th hole, Montgomery had about a 25-foot birdie putt to win the match, and Stewart walked over and picked the ball up and gave it to him and said afterwards, after the way he'd been treated that day, we'd already won the cup. No way was I making him try to make that putt. But, you know, people remember that day for the great American comeback, and it was a great American comeback from 10-6 down to win. But I also remember it for the behavior of the crowd, and I hope that nothing like that ever happens again.
John Feinstein writes for The Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, and Golf Digest, and his latest book is One-on-One Behind the Scenes with the Greats in the Game. John, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Bill, my pleasure as always.